الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الله سبحانه وتعالى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in a hadith that is narrated by Abdullah bin Salam رضي الله عنه, who was the head of the rabbis of Banu Nadir and who accepted Islam. He said that when Rasulullah came to Medina, the people rushed towards him and it was said, the messenger of Allah has come. I came along with the people to see him, and when I looked at the face of the messenger of Allah, I realized that his face was not the face of a liar. The first thing he said was, O people, spread salam, feed the hungry and pray at night when people are sleeping, and you will enter Jannah in peace. This is from Sahih Hadith and it's from Sunan Ibn Majah. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported, a man asked Rasulullah, which Islam is best? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to feed the hungry and to greet with salam those you know and those you do not know. And this hadith also is Sahih, and this is in Bukhari. And another hadith, Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhuma said, a report from Rasulullah sallam, he said, whoever has three qualities will have completed the faith, which is they have completed Islam. First quality is fairness from yourself to others, that is, deal fairly with people. And second one is offering salam, offering peace to the world, and spending in charity even when you are poor. And this also is Sahih, and this is from Sahih Bukhari. Now, several things. First and foremost, the issue of salam. Salam is generally translated as peace, but salam is also salamati, which is safety. So it's not only peace but safety. Peace is an outcome of safety, and during peace there is safety. So there's a connection with that. The first thing is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, spread salam, afshu salam. He said, spread salam. Now this is the hukum to everyone, to the elders, to the youngsters, to men, to women. In our culture, we seem to have this expectation that the young must first greet. They must first say salam alaikum. Now, I am not against that. That's the duty of everyone. So, they must also do it. But that's not what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. He said spread salam. He gave this instruction to everybody. Second point is that salam is a dua. So, if you are talking about dua, then whose right is it to give dua? Is it the right of the youngster to give dua to the older person? Is it the right or the duty of the son to give dua to his father? Or is it the duty of the father to give dua to his son? Which one? Is the right of the elders to give dua to the youngsters? It's not the other way around. So many older people, they expect that the youngster should greet them. And then they say, you have no manners. You must greet your elders. Now, I'm not entirely disagreeing with that. That also is a lack of manners if a youngster is not greeting the elders. But for elders to expect that the youngsters must first greet them, this is nonsense, because this is not Islam. Rasulullah said, spread salam. It is your right and your duty as the older person to give dua to the youngsters. So you go and give dua. Yeah, that's the reason why even when we go to the graveyard, to the Khabristan, we say, Assalamu alayka ya ahlul qubur. Right? You say salam to the people who are in the qabr. Now, sometimes people say, you know, why do you say salam there and so on, and all kinds of arguments about that. But the point is that this is again from the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you are giving dua to the people. May there be peace, may be safety, may you be saved from punishment. So, first and foremost is this. Second thing about salam also is in these ahadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, spread salam and give salam to those you know and those you don't know. Now, this is an instruction in two things. One is that those you know means those you know as in individuals, people you know. It also means the Muslims. Those you do not know means the non-Muslims, and it means the whole world. So it is the meaning of this is, so it's also those you don't know, as in maybe some Muslim you don't know, but also it means those you don't know, meaning people who are not your, from your faith, but they are still people who must get salamati from you, who must get peace from you, who must get safety from you, and who must be, that's why the other hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they asked him, who is a Muslim? He said, the one from whom, from whose hand and from whose tongue his neighbor is safe. He needs a Muslim neighbor, any neighbor, Muslim or non-Muslim. Who is a Muslim? The one from whose tongue and whose hand his neighbor is safe. Meaning that you must never do something or say something which is harmful to other people. So, spreading of salam to those you know and those you do not know. The second important thing in this is the importance of charity. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, feed the hungry. Once again, and also I related with the last hadith which I narrated from Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhuma, where he said, give this charity even when you are poor. So, charity is not also something which is restricted only to rich people. It's not restricted only to those who are earning or those who have wealth. For everybody, no matter how small it is, make sure that you give charity. Train your children also. Ask them, did you give any charity today? You went out, you did this, you did that. Did you give any charity? If you see today, our children spend a lot of money because you have given them money, right? Most of them don't have a sense of spending that money because they are not, it's not coming out of their pocket, right? So, how many children are aware that you are using a cell phone and you don't have to pay the bill, that you are using a car and you don't have to pay for the gas, or using something else and you don't have to pay for it because the father is paying. But that does not mean that you are not using it. You are using it, you are answerable for it, you are accountable for it, and therefore also train them to be charitable. So, ask them, what charity did you give? If you give them pocket money, ask them to give you a budget. That's a good training also in financial management. Teach them how to make a budget and then ask them to make a profit and loss account at the end of the month and show you that P&L sheet and see whether there is a column there for charity. What did you spend? What charity did you give? On a daily basis, make this habit to say that you must give charity on a daily basis. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say only the rich must give it. Rich must give it, poor must give it, everybody must give it. So, giving of charity. So, spreading salam, giving of charity. And the third thing that Rasulullah in this hadith mentioned was the issue of tahajjud. He said, pray in the night when people are sleeping. So, specific reference to tahajjud. This does not refer to the far salawat, which are prayed before the time you go to sleep. The last of the faraid is Isha, which is before we go to sleep. So, after we sleep, he said, pray when people are sleeping and Jannah will become easy for you. Allah will make Jannah easy for you, inshallah. So, three very important things. One is to spread the salam. And so, let us make sure that we make an example of this. Especially the elders amongst us, let us spread the salam. And make sure that you greet people. You greet people, you greet old people, young people, people you know, people you don't know. And be the first one to do that. Say salam alaikum first, before anybody else. And giving of charity, which is in terms of food or any other way, but make sure we feed people. And the third one, very important thing, is to stand in the night and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when everyone else is sleeping. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned and said that when one Muslim shakes hands with another Muslim and gives him salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of both. We go to the masjid every day, and so many of us, we just finish our salah and we get up and walk away. We don't take the trouble to greet our brother who prays next to us. In many cases, these are people who pray in the same place every day. So, this is a person you're seeing on a daily basis. But how many of us know even their names? How many of us bother to say salam alaikum? So, let us inculcate these habits. May Allah grant us this tawfiq. Which are beautiful habits to build relationships, to increase the love for one another, and which are beautiful habits which forgive our, by which our sins get forgiven. So, take the time and trouble to greet people in the masjid, outside, in the marketplace, in your workplace, so that we get this reputation of being people who spread peace, who spread safety. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that which is pleasing to him and beneficial for us, easy for us, and to help us to save ourselves from shaitan and our nufus, and to help us to stay away from all kinds of things that displease him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.